Today is what's known in some circles as Punchki Day in Milwaukee. Punchki are a Polish donut and a popular Fat Tuesday treat in cities with a strong Polish heritage. Annalise Hensel went to a bakery that's buzzing with activity surrounding the tasty snack.
Punchki may be a tough word to get your mouth around. It's spelled P-A-C-Z-K-I, and there's disagreement over how to pronounce it.
I say punchka.
It's punchka for singular, punchki for plural.
But everyone seems to agree that punchki are easy to savor. National Bakery in Delhi will sell about 30,000 today. It makes the fried donuts throughout the year, stuffed with fillings like prune, raisin, and raspberry. But co-owner Jeff Callen says punchki are extra special this week.
This time of the year, we had some different kinds on. We had some variety. We had the butter dough punchkis, which are a little bit richer, a little bit chewier. And then we also had the different glazings on the top, the glazed, the sugar, and the iced also.
Callen says every year, hundreds of people wait to buy punchki in long lines at National Bakery's Milwaukee location. It's in a historic Polish neighborhood on the city's south side.
It's the Fat Tuesday tradition, first of all, and I also think because of the buildup that we have here and the reputation that we have. And people start lining up at 3 to 4 in the morning to come in here.
Punchki were developed in Poland to be served before Lent, the period of abstinence some Christians observe from Ash Wednesday to Easter. Milwaukee resident Marlene Vitas has been enjoying punchki her whole life at this time of year. In fact, I found her at the Southside Bakery yesterday, even though she's planning to return today.
So what do you have in the box today?
Punchkis and punchkis. I bought them for some other people who aren't able to get here. And, of course, I'll buy my own to take with me.
Fans of punchki say they're similar to a traditional filled donut, but Vita says they're richer and heavier.
My favorite is the prune-filled powder sugar, but when I'm with somebody else, I buy the prune-filled glaze because they think the powder sugar is too messy.
The bakery did a brisk business yesterday as customers like Vita's picked up punchki early.
Okay, so your total today is $6.62.
Over the last few days, people called hundreds of times to place punchki orders until the bakery couldn't handle anymore.
No, we're not taking any more orders, I'm sorry. But if you come in the store, we have plenty of product. Yeah, we'll have punchkis plenty for you.
The bakery has been getting ready for punchki day for weeks, ordering hundreds of pounds of fruit filling and shortening, and assembling thousands of boxes. 15 bakers came in overnight last night to make the punchki being sold today from scratch. Another 15 workers, more than double the usual amount, are crowded behind the bakery counter today, filling orders and ringing up sales. Manager Kathy Anderson says punchki day is fun and frantic and
exhausting. But we're still going through a lot of donuts also on Wednesday, so we're still busy.
So for some people, they have not given up sweets for Lent.
Some people will cheat.
So they've given them up, but yet they're back for a donut.
Right.
If you head to National Bakery to try punchki today, be warned the line could extend all the way down the block. But co-owner Jeff Callen hopes to make it a fun wait. He's hired an accordion player to entertain with polka music, and there are raffles and free bakery samples given out throughout the day. And despite the crowds, it'll be easy to spot the staff when you're ready to order. They're the ones wearing the T-shirts that say, "Got punchki?" I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.